you can sit down. But this, usually when someone says this, they say it because they want to get you off of those chairs and out of here quick. Well, we don't care whether you ever get out of here or not, but several of the distinguished members here in the dais, including our guest of honor, have another appointment, and they must keep a schedule, and they must travel on land, which presents certain difficulties to all of them. So you will please abide by what I have requested. And now, just for a bow, I would like to present, first of all, the National Vice President of the Navy League, Frank Jameson. You see how they mind me? Should have worn a uniform. Now wait until they've all stood up. Rear Admiral C.C. Hartman, Commander of the 11th Naval District. No, don't you dare. I'm winning. All right. Now the senior naval officer present at this luncheon, retired Admiral Ike Johnson. Oh, I give up. A very good friend of mine and someone who has shared the dais at very many of these affairs on the mashed potato circuit, Sheriff Eugene Biscalos. Rear Admiral T.J. Heading, the Western Division, the Bureau of Aeronautics. Rear Admiral Robert Berry, President of the Navy League of the 11th Region. A fellow citizen of ours and a fellow industryite, someone we're very fond of here in our community, and a good Navy Leaguer from Beverly Hills, Buddy Rogers. National Director of the Navy League, T.H. James. The Commandant of the Naval Base of Los Angeles at Long Beach, Rear Admiral R.L. Campbell, Jr. I like that describing the Naval Base of Los Angeles as at Long Beach. You know, this could happen to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Commander of the Mine Force, the Pacific Fleet, Rear Admiral V.D. Long. And our very honorable mayor of Beverly Hills, Mr. Fisher. And now I'm going to interrupt just the bows for a moment. Someone you met before, but now should be introduced to you again because he has a very pleasant task to perform. I would like to reintroduce and bring up to the microphone here, Reverend Murray. There's a change in his whole expression toward me since he learned I was a Protestant.
Well, a fellow walking around with the name of Regan, there's only one thing that you can... What a falling off there was. But it's my very pleasant duty at this time. I represent the youngest portion, we might say, of the Beverly Hills Council of the Navy League, the Navy Buddy Program of the Beverly Hills Council. They're studying science this afternoon, so they can't get out. Because, after all, the Navy is interested a little in science every once in a while, and higher and lower mathematics. So it's my very pleasant duty at this time to present to Admiral Wright a miniature copy of the carrier Forrestal. Admiral Wright.
Thank you.
From the Navy.
I'm sure they... Reverend Murray would understand, if no one else here does. You know, there is a certain boundary line in Ireland, divides the north from the south. And colors are very predominant there. For many years, that Protestant north of Ireland has adhered to a color of orange. And of course, green is the color of the south of Ireland. And I can't help but think of a little tad who came over from Ireland once in his first day in New York City, started right out against the traffic light across Broadway. And a big New York policeman stopped him and says, "Where do you think you're going?" And he says, "Well, I want to get to the other side of the street over there." And he said, "Will you wait till the light turns green?" He says, "When the light turns green, that's for you to go to the other side of the street." And the Irishman stood there and he said, "Yes, sir." And he waited. And just then the light turned orange for just a second, turned green, and he started out and got about 20 feet out and turned back to the cop and says, "They don't give them damn Protestants much time, do they?" And now, ladies and gentlemen, to continue introducing the distinguished members of the dais here, one with whom I have not estranged myself as yet, Rabbi Magnin, the Public Information Officer of Admiral Wright's Command, Commander Winslow, the Commander of Destroyer Flotilla 3, Rear Admiral G.R. Donahoe, and representing the Beverly Hills Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Edwards. Maybe he's out putting in a bid for the Dodgers. And the artist responsible for the paintings on display outside here that I'm sure all of you enjoyed before you came in, Arthur Beaumont. I'll let you do that for him. He deserves a hand. Aide to Admiral Wright, Commander B.W. Blee. Commander of the Naval Air Missile Test Center at Point Magoo, Rear Admiral J.P. Monroe. And the United States Navy member of the NATO team, Captain Herbert Schwab. Also, but of the United States Army on the NATO team, Colonel William S. Huff. Commanding officer of the Naval Shipyard at Long Beach, Rear Admiral R.K. James. Also from the Naval Air Missile Test Center, Captain J.C. Alderman. Representing the British Navy with the NATO team, Commander Jack M. Henry. Canadian Navy, member of the NATO team, Lieutenant Commander F.L. Peter Ross. Commander of the Naval Air Station at Los Alamitos, Captain C.L. Westhoven. Commander of the Naval Ordnance Test Station at China Lake, Captain W.W. Hollister. Representing the Netherlands Navy on our NATO team, Lieutenant Commander Henry R. Reitzma. And from France, a member of the NATO team, representing the French Navy, Lieutenant Commander R.G. Sagnol. Professor of Military Science at UCLA, Captain A.H. Drop. Professor of Military Science at USC, Captain H.D. Hilton. Representing Portugal in the Navy team, Major Rui B. de Oliveira. And someone who really, and there's always one who needs no introduction, ladies and gentlemen, Chancellor of the University of Southern California, Rufus B. von Kleinschmidt. I might add, he and I have also torn a chicken wing or two at affairs of this kind. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for a few words, I would like to introduce the National Civilian Coordinator of the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium, Jules Alberti.
Thank you, Mr. Toastmaster, Reverend Clergy, distinguished admirals, officers, guests, ladies and gentlemen. I bring you all greetings from your National President, Admiral Jack Bergen, and Admiral Smedberg. I'm very happy to report that as of yesterday, the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium has reached the amount of $2,200,000 towards its original announced minimum goal of $3,100,000. The stadium will be taking bids from 9 major construction firms on 21 January, and completion of awards will be 1 March 1958. The opening game will be 26th of September 1959, and our opening opponent will be William and Mary. Now, I'm here in California to lend assistance in any way we can towards Navy League's participation. And we look forward to having further meetings with you following today. My remarks are going to be brief because we have a tremendous show following, but I would like to take this time to spark the drive by telling you that Mr. Arthur Beaumont, who is sitting right in front of me, has electrified me by announcing that he is donating a painting for the first $1,000 check, which will be made payable to the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium Fund. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Alberti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think I've missed any but one remaining member of the speaker's table here that I would like to introduce for a bow, another fellow citizen of our industry and of our community, and a good friend, Arthur Lake. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your applause. And now my last and most pleasant function here as a master of ceremonies is to introduce a very good friend of long standing who will introduce our principal speaker. I first, some years ago, if you'll pardon a personal reference, became acquainted with this then very young man, still a young man, when we made a picture out of Warner Brothers called Brother Rat. And he arrived as a graduate of Virginia Military Institute to be technical advisor. It was there I learned for the first time that West Point is known as the VMI of the North. In introducing this gentleman, who is a Brigadier General in the United States Army Reserve, I find myself again a little confused in the entire status of this gathering. For an ex-cavalry officer to introduce someone whose basic arm was field artillery, to introduce a Navy admiral at a Navy League luncheon, either we have really made integration of the armed forces work, or something I've long suspected is true in fact as well as fancy, that the Navy considers all the rest of us just land-based sailors. It's my pleasure to introduce a man who has served his country, and we are very proud and happy in recent years that he has served our industry. A good friend to all of us, and a very fine gentleman, and we hope he'll be with our motion picture industry for